Hello and good Monday morning. It's Paul here sitting in my kitchen having a lazy start to the morning, drinking a cup of bog standard tea in a mug which comes from Belfast and is highly decorated. And I've been eating dates, dried dates, sunflower seeds, lots of other seeds, and some little red things called koji bears or something like that. Can't remember the name without looking it up. And milk on top. Oh yes, mixed in with some muesli. I've got a 3/4 eaten apple. Nearly down to the core here. It's turning brown already. And I'm listening to audios which friends of mine or contacts of mine or on Audioboo have uploaded. And that's kind of taken me everywhere from, you know, US military missions in broadcasts about them to cats. And I was just about to listen to another one by Jana, which showed a lovely apple tree hanging up. Well, not hanging up, but a lovely apple tree. It's something about reading as the topic and two other subtopics. When I thought, look, I feel like just a little chat or a little saying something because I've been listening to other people, including a fascinating discussion about, from a bus driver, Sassy Cat, about how a young kid said something to her mother about something that Sassy said on the bus to her, and then what happened after that. So I've been listening for, oh, I'd say over an hour now, and I felt like saying something, so that's what I'm doing. I have no child, no wife here in the house with me today. They're in London, and I haven't got the, I'll have to tidy the house before they come home. Yeah, that's what I'll have to do. The energy and clarity hasn't visited the body yet. So I need to finish this cup of tea, shower and shave and dress, go outside, get a bit of fresh air. About the most vigorous thing I've done this morning is feed the cat and let the cat out the door, out the window actually. We got a window in the kitchen and we let the cat in and out that window while we're waiting for a cat flap to be built. That must be a very skilled job, putting cat flaps in a door. I certainly wouldn't be my favourite occupation as a cat flap specialist. So I haven't even looked at the diary to see what commitments I have today, because I have one huge commitment, which is settle down and do some writing. Yeah, that's a very big commitment. Writing for work. Still have some things hanging over me. I'm looking at jar. Anyone like to suggest what that is? And it can be contrasted with. So if I keep this up and I go to the medicine cupboard, I might actually get a. I'm not the most able person at playing percussion. so I won't continue. So that's it, really. It's the trivia of my life, the reality of my life. Trivia, anything can be seen as trivia. Yeah, what's deeply meaningful to somebody else can be put in a box and called trivia by me. And if that's true, which it is, anybody listening to this can put everything that they've been listening to in the box called trivia, too. But where would we be without trivia? Where would we be without light relief? Where would we be without chatter? And I could carry on, but I won't. I've got to get out there and get a bit of fresh air and take my drugs, I think. I'll be a better person then. Anyway, have a wonderful week. Yeah, not only you have a wonderful week, and all the people who you're in contact with, may you all have a wonderful week, and, you know, may this be World Wonderful Week Day, but may I have a wonderful week too. Bye-bye. For now.